Zolia Nuraj and Her Active Imagination, a Chumco Storyteller Book by Gregory Chumley. Zolia Nuraj is 6 years old and is not looking forward to first grade. Zolia has an active imagination, and while she does not quite know what that means, she is sure that it is not good. Yesterday, Zolia refused to eat her green beans because she saw one of them wriggle and slither under the others. Her mother said she had to eat them anyway, claiming that it was just her active imagination. Last night, Zolia climbed into Mom and Dad's bed because the monsters in her room were making too much noise. Her father rolled over and muttered that the monsters were not being noisy. It was just her active imagination. This morning, Zolia cried about how they have to drive all the way to Mars for next summer's vacation, even though Mom and Dad know she gets queasy in the car. Grandpa chuckled and gave her a hug. He joked about his granddaughter's active imagination. Last year, Zolia insisted that her name was Zolia Nuraj with the I drawn like a flower and not Annie Cranston. Her kindergarten teacher rolled her eyes and warned that attendance was not the time for an active imagination. Now Zolia is meeting her new teacher at her first grade orientation. "Hello, my name is Miss Tierberg. What is your name?" asked her teacher. "Zolia Nuraj," answered Zolia in a soft voice. "I see," said Miss Tierberg. "Do you know that one of my favorite authors was a man named Samuel Clemens? He called himself Mark Twain when he wrote books." Zolia did not say anything. She could tell when a grown-up was trying to trick her, and it was not going to work. "Well, I am sure we are going to have fun this year," continued Miss Tierberg. "We are going to learn about math and science and reading and writing." "I don't like those things," grumbled Zolia. "I have an active imagination, and those sound boring." "Oh my," said Miss Tierberg. "Let's try an experiment. Here is something we are going to do in math." She slipped a sheet of paper on Zolia's desk. There was a picture with rows of 5, 4, and 3 squares. There were 2 empty rows at the top. Mrs. Tierberg asked Zolia if she could tell her how many squares it would take to finish the pattern. Zolia said, "It's a pyramid, and who cares how many squares it takes? It's boring." "Boring!" exclaimed Miss Tierberg in surprise. "Have you ever heard of the Great Pyramids of Egypt?" Zolia had. Miss Tierberg said, "Thousands of years ago, a group of people sat in the middle of a flat desert and decided to build a mountain. But first, they needed to figure out how many blocks it would take. They must have had very active imaginations to dream of building mountains in a desert, don't you think?" Zolia said, "I guess so," and glanced at the paper. Then Miss Tierberg said something Zolia never expected. "Lots of things can be fun for people with active imaginations." Zolia was beginning to get curious. "Like what?" she asked. "Like science. We are going to plant a peanut and watch it grow," said Miss Tierberg. Now, some people might think that watching a peanut sprout is nothing more than a science experiment, but a person named George Washington Carver had an active imagination. He imagined all kinds of ways to use this plant back when most people thought it was just a weed. Zolia loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and could not imagine that people ever thought peanuts were weeds. "And like reading, continued Miss Tierberg with a faraway look, "some people will read a book about a beach and merely see the words. But those of us with active imaginations will read the story and taste the salty air, hear the pounding surf, and feel the burning sand on our feet. Ouch! My feet sting!" she laughed. "Maybe I used a little too much imagination." Zolia laughed too, but then became serious and asked, "What else?" "Why, everything," answered Miss Tierberg. "Everybody can draw trees, but only people with active imaginations can paint how love feels. Many people can whistle like a bird, but only people with active imaginations can sing like a rainbow. "And we are going to learn all that?" asked Zolia. "Only if you bring your imagination to class," said Miss Tierberg. Then she added, "I think we are going to have a great year together," and stood up to greet another student. Zolia stared at the math paper and carefully wrote Annie Cranston in the space for her name. It seemed like her active imagination was going to be far too busy in school this year for her to be Zolia Naraj. Then she smiled, made the I in Annie look like a flower, and whispered, "But next summer, Zolia Naraj is going to Mars."